96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Fighting to keep a business afloat is hard enough. But what do you do when community members picket your business and you end up having to fight them? Well, that's happening in Northwest Washington near the popular Georgia Avenue business corridor. Some business owners say they're fed up. Bo Sampson is the co-owner of the VIP Room. Dina Watson is the owner of Cheers Sports Grill. And also joining this conversation, Ronald Austin. He is the chairman of the ANC 4B06. Lines are open right now at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. That's 855-288-4876. Thank you all for joining me. I appreciate it. Bo, let's go straight to the heart of this issue, because the VIP Room has been in your family for decades. A lot of Washingtonians know about this, but explain in succinct kind of detail, you know, what's going on. You want to get a liquor license, is that correct?
That's right, and we apply for it. And it's family-owned. Earlene Sampson, Mike Sampson, Gary Sampson, Yolanda Sampson, all my brothers and sisters, family-owned, started by my father, Sam Sampson. My father started the business just selling vacuum cleaners. We've been on that block for 50 years, and my father's not living anymore, and we applied for an alcohol license because we didn't want our customers to come in and have to pay a fee just to have alcohol on the premises. We had to pay $300 just to have alcohol on the premises, and we're not selling it.
Is that $300 per event?
Per day.
Per
then
day.
We have to pay a bartender. So basically, we did the legal thing, and basically, we wanted alcohol not for ourselves because we don't even drink. Mm-hmm. So basically, we went by the procedure that the ABRA gave us, and we did exactly what they said. So in between that time, they've written on our property. They put in fake bottles.
And you say they? Yards. Who is they?
The protesters.
Okay,
the
you protesters. Said there are some protesters. And hold on.
Yes, sir.
For those who are not familiar, you made reference to ABRA. That is the Alcohol Beverage Control Board. That is a D.C. government entity.
That's right.
Okay, so why apply for an alcohol license instead of doing it the way that you have been doing it? And correct me if I'm wrong. If you have an alcohol license, that means that you can, like many other restaurants and other businesses in the District of Columbia that sell alcohol, you only have to do it, what, once a year, every 2 years, or something like that?
Right. Well, what the whole thing is, we celebrate three things, milestones in people's lives. They're private events, we do birthday parties, anniversaries, and we celebrate people's lives when they pass away. And people, family reunions, weddings, you got to have alcohol. People want to drink and have a good time. You go to the Wizards game, you're drinking. Soccer mm-hmm. game, drinking. So basically, all we want is the same rights as everybody else. We paid the money. The cash was checked. The check was cashed by ABRA. They have our money. So all we want to do is have the same rights. We're not trying to hurt anybody. And it's a group of white protesters and one black guy that's against us. And
let me go to Dina, okay. Because I want to make sure I you know, again, with, you know, the VIP Room been in the family for decades and decades. Dina, on the other hand, Cheers Sports Grill, a new business for you, but you're having the same kind of issue.
Correct. We're a brand new restaurant, and we kind of did the same thing that Bo did. We went through the proper channels to apply for our liquor license, but immediately we were met with opposition saying that our establishment catered to a rowdy crowd, an unsavory element.
And does it?
It absolutely does not. We even checked with the local police department to make sure that there weren't some instances that we weren't aware of. And once we checked, they had nothing on file about us. They called the police on us, and the police came several times and never cited us for anything. So I just get word all the time that there are meetings going on where they're complaining about or perpetuating these rumors that our establishment is rowdy, and it's just not. It's unsubstantiated, and it's hard to deal with the community saying something that evidence shows that it's not.
Mr. Austin, you're with the ANC. You have your ear to the ground of what's going on in the community. You voted, the ANC voted to support the liquor licenses of these businesses. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. What's going on here from your perspective?
Well, one, the problem is that, say, for instance, VIP room.
Mm-hmm.
It's the biggest concern they had with VIP room, with the group that's protesting the VIP room, their concern is parking in the community. When they have an event at their location on the street, one of the streets is difficult to find parking. And maybe on 3rd Street, it's difficult to find parking. And it makes complaints about noise, the noise level coming from the club. I mean, from the hall. And if you look at Cheers, years ago, it was two other establishments in that block. And those two other establishments were caused a lot of problems, drug problems, prostitute problems, and things of that nature. So the community is kind of, and also a parking problem on Firm Street.
You said years ago. How many years ago? I mean, are we talking 2 years, 5 years, 10 years?
We're talking about over 10 years ago.
Okay.
You know, and then it's recently, it was another store that just closed a couple of years ago. It was on the corner of Georgia Avenue and Geranium, where it kept a lot of problems and concerns. And the people fought to close that establishment because of the things that they was doing late hours of night, serving young kids and just operating after hours,
mm-hmm.
and serving, you know, alcohol. Mm. So that neighborhood has been through a lot, and the biggest concern is they were trying to make sure that didn't reoccur. It took a lot to clean that whole up in Georgia Avenue. And once that became a much more satisfying area and a comfortable and safe area, they trying to keep it like that.
Well, I want to say that we did try to get someone from ABRA, the Alcoholic Beverage Regulation Administration, from the district to come on the program to address these issues. We did get a statement from them that says, in part, the ABC board denied the VIP room's application for a new tavern license because the proposed location is within 400 feet of a school, which is in direct violation of district law. District of Columbia official code, blah, 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 blah. It prohibits a tavern from being located within 400 feet of a school. Now, they're saying, Bo, that this is a new license application because beforehand, and correct me if I'm wrong, you were getting a per-day license.
Well, this is the situation.
Okay.
The bottom line is if we didn't qualify, we would have never got the placards. Now, they did a map. ABRA did a map that I have that shows that we're not in the vicinity of a school. They tried to stop us because they trying to say that's a school up the street. That's not a school. That's a training center. Then they have a liquor store open 7 days a week across the street. And when they're closed, when we're open, they're closed. So we don't even drink all the time at the VIP room. All we want is for our customers. They cash the check that we submitted for 3 years. So we must have qualified. The protesters, they were bragging. They've been marking on the walls, putting dog doo in the trash can, videotaping my family. I mean, they're getting ideas from Ferguson. You know, they're looking at the TV, and you're looking at Ferguson, Eric Gardner. It's mm-hmm. all white people. Now, all white people aren't racist. Let's get it straight. But there's a group of white people and a couple blacks they use to help them out. They have the meetings over the black guy's house, and then they use the black people to try to make it look like it's not racist.
Well, hold on. I need to take a break, but when we come back, I'm going to open up the phone lines. I already have a call on the line. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Tonight we're talking about some struggles that some businesses in Northwest Washington are having with members of the community. And we're asking, what do you do when community members are picketing your business and you have to fight them instead of focusing on the business? A lot of this surrounds an issue concerning liquor licenses in the popular Georgia Avenue business corridor. My guests are Bo Sampson. He's the co-owner of the VIP Room. Dina Watson, she is the owner of Cheers Sports Grill. And also joining the conversation, Ronald Austin. He is chairman of the ANC 4B06, which is in that community. Let me go to the phone lines quickly. Raynette calling from Washington, D.C. Raynette, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Yes, hi. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening. Go ahead.
I am calling in support of the VIP Room establishing a liquor license. I do have a business on 3rd Street, and I'm also a longtime resident of Washington, D.C., born and raised here. So I guess my issue is I'm not sure why they're denying the VIP Room. You know, that this business has been around, I don't know, definitely over 40 years, and there is not one complaint on the records that from the VIP Room. Number two, the training center that they're talking about, as Bo stated, is not a school. And when the VIP Room would be open, which would be in the evenings or on the weekends, that facility is closed. You know, the children are only there during the week, during the day hours. And again, it's not a school. So, and I also have issue with, you know, new people coming into, moving into our neighborhoods, which is fine. You know, diversity is fine. But the problem lies where they come in and they want to change things. That's not fair. We've been doing business like this. We've been living in these communities, keeping our communities up and vibrant. That's why they want to move into them now. So it's not fair for them to come in and change things. You know, at least give the business owner an opportunity. Now, if problems arise, then we can discuss it. But they aren't even giving them the opportunity to, you know, even get a license.
Well, Raynette, thank you for your phone call. Dina, you were nodding your head when she talked about new people. What's the problem? And who are these protesters?
The protesters are community citizens. And I think that in our particular situation, we are a new business. We just opened in May. And as Ron mentioned, there were a lot of other businesses in the area 10 plus years ago that were doing a lot of things that weren't legal. We are paying for those businesses that haven't been around. I mean, we were automatically
dubbed. So you're paying for the sins of other businesses.
Exactly, exactly. Okay. And so it's difficult to focus on trying to grow the business, to open the business, to keep the doors open, while we're also trying to combat rumors about, you know, us doing things that we've never done, being involved in activities that we've never been involved in.
Well, hold your point, because I need to take yet another break. But I want to come back to you and finish that point, because I have some other questions about what's going on here and your thoughts about it. This is Ward 4. This is where Mayor-elect Muriel Bowser came from. That's who she was representing. That's the district she was representing, the ward, as we call it here in Washington. Well, she's going to the Wilson Building next month as mayor. So maybe we'll kind of ferret that out as well. If you're on the phone, hang on. The Daily Drum will continue. On Sirius XM Channel 141, I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. Linda, Pam, Cynthia, Eric, don't go anywhere. We'll be back on Sirius.